Hey, I'm Ella Gray, and welcome back to the Q of E podcast. This week, I'm joined by my cousin, Evan. Say hi, Evan.
Hello.
How many summers have you guys been coming? I think four?
Yeah, since 2020.
2022, y'all came for like 6 weeks, or almost 2 months.
Yeah, it was almost 2 months.
Yeah, super fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. I feel like when I think about like quarantine, I just think about like you and your brother.
Yeah.
Just like being here and just sitting around.
It wasn't even that bad here. Like,
it really, yeah, it wasn't. I mean, I feel like we still stayed at home and just watched movies most of the time, which there's nothing wrong with. Last year, when we both graduated, yeah. What I wanted for my graduation gift was for Evan and his brother Logan and my other cousins Luke and Nate to come and stay. And y'all came for, what, like a week? Maybe 10 days?
Yeah, it was a week.
Yeah, it was really fun. Okay, well, this is a music podcast, so I'm going to ask you some music questions. Okay, what genre of music do you think that you listen to the most?
Man, I don't even know how to classify it. I would say it's probably like a indie okay. folk.
Okay, I think so too. We were trying, because yesterday in the car I was like, whatever genre this is, like, this is my genre.
Yeah,
I just like don't know how.
It's very like chill, laid back.
I feel like it's, but then there's like,
it's also like happy. Like,
yeah, it is happy. It's like sunny. It makes me feel like driving around.
Yeah, like
in the summer.
Yeah. I also listen to so much music, so.
That's true. Me and Kelsey were just talking about that when we did our episode where she was like, I feel like Evan's gotten me into indie, and I think that, like, she's gotten you into country.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's perfect. How many concerts have you been to? And what are some of your favorites?
Too many to count.
Okay, what are some of your favorites?
I don't even know how many. My favorites, definitely Michael Frante.
Okay.
I've been to,
you were gonna say that.
Two of his, I think.
Yeah.
And I just want to keep going. Like, they just get better every time. And,
yeah.
You know, he's such a good, like, feel good, positive person. And
he just always seems like he's, like, vibing. Like,
yeah,
he's just, like,
the
having
concerts,
the funnest time.
They're just so, like, free spirited and
everybody's
dancing and having a good time.
Yeah.
And
your parents, didn't your parents go with you too?
Yeah, I think that, yeah, they both times they went.
Aww. And they liked it too.
Yeah. They,
it's just a good time.
Yeah. I think everybody just loves his music.
Yeah. It's just a good time. It's easy listening. Is he good with, like, interacting, like, with crowd? Like,
he comes out to the crowd. He's
hugging
people, dancing people. He calls kids up on the stage and sings.
That's
and
so fun.
Yeah. There was, like, one girl sometime that she was, like, in her 90s, and she went to every single one of his concerts that tour. Every single one.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it was so cool. Like, so she just, like,
they
traveled
were, like,
around
besties.
With them. Yeah,
that's
basically.
So cute.
So, like, she got called up on stage, and then, like, someone also proposed on stage to his girlfriend.
That's
during one
so
of his songs.
Cute.
So, yeah, he's just like, he just lets that happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Which is so cool that it's like, yeah, people paid to like go watch him perform, but it's like, it's not all about him. Like, it's about like, hey, let's all just like be together.
Yeah.
Let's all just like,
I mean, that's
music.
What it's kind of about is like,
joining together.
Just,
Yeah.
He involves everybody.
Oh, that's cute. I love that. Okay. So that's definitely your favorite.
Oh, by far.
Yeah. What other ones did you have a fun time?
I mean, I've gone to like Mercy Me and Toby Mac and oh man, there's, I don't even know who.
Have you ever been to a music festival? I feel like you would vibe. I feel like you would have a fun time at a music
festival. I haven't.
Festival.
You know, like our family goes all the time.
Yeah.
So
no,
true. I've never been though. I would like to.
I haven't either. I would like to as well.
Another really good concert was Imagine Dragons.
Oh, when did you see them?
Either last year or 2 years ago.
No way.
So that was just, I didn't even listen to the music. Just some friends wanted to go, and I went with them.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was, like, raining the whole concert, too, so it was, like,
that's
yeah,
kind
we
of a
outside.
Vibe, though.
Yeah, he was really good. He put on a really, really good show.
That's cool. I'm not, like, I'm not the biggest fan of their music, especially not, like, the newer, like, stuff that's on the radio, but, like, man, they put out, like, their new, like, tour, I guess, like, I don't even know, like, what is that called? Like, not a documentary, just, like, the literal just tour that they filmed, put it on. And me and my dad watched it, and we were like, dang, that was kind of good, actually.
Yeah.
What
and
do I know?
Macklemore.
Opened. Stop.
Yeah.
What a weird combination. Okay, what two companies, or actually you can pick more than two, would you want to be sponsored by?
What I want to be sponsored
by? Yeah, like you would get like free product all the time, but like you would just like have to wear them or like use
I'm actually,
it apparently.
I'm actually an ambassador for brand called SOB right now.
Oh, period.
It's called South Outer Banks.
Okay.
And so my buddy at the gym hooked me up with him.
Sweet.
And yeah, he just gives us a bunch of clothes and we model them and he
sick.
Posts pictures and pays us.
So, heck yeah.
Yeah, so definitely check out SOB.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I could put a link.
Yeah, you should. South Outer Banks Apparel.
Okay,
yeah,
well.
Yeah, so that's pretty recent.
Then that maybe happened. You're not legally allowed to say what other sponsors you want to, companies you want to be sponsored now, by.
If I was to pick any.
Yeah.
My favorite surf brand is Catton USA.
Okay.
Canvas by Catton. They're just like, I don't know, I just like their style and all their logos and all that. So
yeah,
probably them. And then if I was to pick another, what would be a cool one?
I don't even know. I feel like a shoe company would be
like
cool.
Like Vans?
Yeah, right?
I only wear Vans and Converse.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I feel like that'd be cool. Because then you could have like...
Probably Vans.
A and you ton get, like, of pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
And clothes, too.
They have
clothes.
They have pretty sweet clothes.
Yeah.
They're just expensive, so I don't buy them.
Yeah. Is the surfboard that you have from that company?
No.
Okay.
No, I have...
They're expensive, aren't they? Just surfboards, period?
Yeah. So...
Like, how much?
Well, I like kind of... Well, one I got from a shop. It was, it's a... Al Merrick Fred Rubble board.
Okay.
It's a 5'2".
Okay.
And I got it. I walked into the store with my buddy in the Outer Banks, and I saw this board and it said $75 on it. I was like, what?
Dang.
And it was like, you know, they had like a few bumps and bruises on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure.
It was like
sure.
No cracks or water damage. So I was like, yeah. What's wrong with this board? I asked the dude and he was like, dude, it's actually a really good board. It's just $75 and you have to pay in cash.
Okay.
I never carry cash on me, but I had $75 cash.
Heck yeah.
So I bought that board and brought it home. And
what
then,
does it look like? What color is it?
It looks like someone, it definitely didn't come this way. It looks like someone painted it. It has like
that's
a
kinda cool.
Red or a blue and green like X on the front of it. Yeah, it's not like clean, but it's
so what?
Yeah, it's still
who
it's
cares?
A good board.
That's cool.
And it's a unique board because they made those boards to I think it's wider at the front.
Interesting. Like what does that help with?
It's just so it like balances out the board.
Oh,
so
sick.
People that have front foot dominant.
Which are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm back. But yeah, I don't particularly ride that board because I have a 6'2". It's a 5'10" actually. But the Al Merrick's just a little shorter. So the 6'2", it's a pride. I got that off Facebook Marketplace. That was my first board. I paid $200 for it.
Is and, that like pretty good? Like how much is like...
It's decent. A brand new board.
Yeah.
Like top of the line, like a Pizel or any other like top of the line board. They're probably like upper eights to a grand.
Jeez.
So,
oh my God.
But...
How long did they last? Like can you like...
It
like,
depends on how hard you beat them. Like,
all right.
They'll break in waves, just like anything else.
And like, it'll just, like, snap in half.
Mm-hmm. But you could either get those, like, repaired, or honestly, I'd probably just buy a new board. Because then you'll, like,
I feel like repairing
leak or something. If,
wouldn't last.
Yeah.
Once you fix it. Is there, like, a lot of surf shops, like, whereby?
I mean,
I would assume so.
There's, like, you know, you have, like, the... basic ones that are at every beach, like Burt's, and then like the stupid, I don't even call them surf shops, but they're called Wings.
Okay.
Like, that they just have like a bunch of clothing and it's like the basic beach apparel.
Yeah.
I won't even go into those, but we have one called South Swell Surf Shop.
Okay.
That one's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. It's probably like the best one by us right now. Actually that and a It's called AB, Atlantic Beach Surf Shop, and that's Kelsey's favorite, too.
Oh, did somebody teach you how to surf, or did you just, like, learn?
No, I, like, got a board, and I've been out just a handful of times, so.
Dude.
But, yeah, I got a buddy that I met a few weeks ago at the gym that we're going to go out together, and he's he's with SOB, too. So,
oh, sick.
Yeah.
That's how you met him? Like, through that or through the gym?
So, he's a personal trainer, and everybody thinks that we're related.
Why does he look like you?
Yeah, we have like the same hair and
that's
same
so
features
funny.
And everything. So everybody asks if we're related. So he calls me like his little bro at the gym.
Aww.
And we just go along with it now. They're like, "Are you
that's
guys related?"
So
and we're like,
yeah,
we are. He's my older brother.
Yeah, he's my brother.
But yeah, he knew this guy. His
yeah.
name's Jason, the owner of SOB, and he walked up to me, introduced me to him, and he's like, "Here, man, have a free shirt. Just like go post
Dang.
Pictures of us, and we got our boards, and
sweet.
We like went off." Just like a dock, but we made it look like we were in the middle of the ocean because we just like cropped the land out.
That's cool.
So yeah, we're like wearing the shirt in the water and Yeah, it's really cool.
That's cool. Did they give you like a certain amount? Like you have to post like a picture every week or something? Like, do they give you like a script or anything?
No, they're just like, you post the picture. If we use it, we'll pay you for it.
Sweet.
And then we also have a discount code. So mine's just Evan. Cool. But yeah, you get 20% off.
Dang, it's pretty good.
And then we get that 20% after, so.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play a game.
All right.
How much do you think that you know about Miss Taylor Swift?
Little to none.
Good, because then it wouldn't be fun if you actually knew about Taylor Swift. Okay, I'm going to give you a word or a phrase, and you're going to tell me if this is a Taylor Swift song or if I just made it up, like a Taylor Swift song title.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, hit me.
Okay, what about Timeless?
Yeah, that's definitely one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
Don't look at my face, I'm a bad liar. Okay. I don't want you to look at my face.
I'll pet Lincoln.
Okay, good. What about Castles Crumbling?
I'm gonna say it is.
It is.
Okay.
Let's go 2 for 2. Okay. What about Stay Beautiful?
No.
It is.
Dang. Really?
Yeah.
I thought that was too basic to be true.
Right? This is your fault.
No.
No, it isn't. I feel like that'd be fire, though. Okay, what about The Moment I Knew?
No.
It is.
Dang, really?
Yeah. Okay, what about Gold Rush?
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. What about You're Losing Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about I Can See You?
No.
Isn't that kind of creepy?
Yeah, it is a little weird.
It is a song.
It's like a horror. What?
Isn't that? We all like read it on the track list whenever it came out, and we were like, that's really frightening.
It's called I Can See You.
I Can See You. Isn't that kind of scary?
Yeah, it is.
I think it's kind of scary.
Horror movie.
Isn't that? I know.
I'm sure there's a horror movie.
There's got to be a horror movie called I Can See You.
Yeah.
What about Epiphany?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're pretty good at this.
Okay.
You're pretty good at it. Okay, what about Green Eyes?
Yes.
No.
Dang.
Okay, lastly, what about The Worst Part?
Yeah.
No. See, I'm good. I'm good at making songs that should be Taylor Swift songs, but aren't. That's all I got. You got anything else you want to say? You have the floor.
What is your favorite part about music?
Oh my God. What a great question. I think I just like how, I don't know, like how we haven't run out of like songs. Like we can still, like there's only so many notes, but like we can still like make songs.
Mm-hmm.
And like it's like sound waves. Like, I don't know. That just blows my mind. I know that sounds like a stoner thought, but it's like, how have we not like run out of things to say? And also we're able to like use sound to like make people feel stuff, even with like, whether like, I know like if there's words in a song, like then that makes you feel stuff. But even with like a symphony, like that still makes you like feel something. I don't know. I think that blows my mind to me.
You can like, whenever you're listening to a song, right? You hear colors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's that like?
Well, I don't know, because I don't really know it any other way.
Yeah.
But the way it works, this might not make any sense, but like, I don't know. I know a lot about music theory just because that's interesting to me. So like, if a song is in the key of C, I realized like, okay, every song in the key of C I hear is the color red, and every song in the key of D I hear is the color purple. And so that's the only reason why I have perfect pitch, is because I know, okay, if you just played a note that sounds purple, it must be in the key of D. So I'm kind of cheating, basically, is what I'm cheating.
That's cool, though.
It is cool. I think it's cool. And I think it's cool in the way that, like, I don't know, because I don't know any different, and I don't often think about it, but sometimes I'll, like, be at a concert, and I can, like, close my eyes, and I'm like, I feel like I'm getting the same experience as, like, a person with their eyes open. I don't know.
So how's that, like, do you know how that works, like, in your brain?
I have no idea.
Man.
There's, I don't know, something's crossing, wires are crossing, I don't know. But a lot of people have it and they don't even know. The most common one is like, okay, you know, like in school, if you have like different colored like journals or like folders for each class, like everyone's like, oh, the green one is always for science and the yellow one's always for math. Like they just have that. That's a form of synesthesia. It's just not as like I guess, in your face.
Yeah.
And then also, like, whenever people think of, like, numbers and letters, they're also like, oh, A is always yellow and B is always blue. Like, they just associate it. It's weird. There's a ton of different ones. It scares me, though. They're like, our brains work weird.
Well, you know, like how you look at something and you can
and you know how
feel,
it can...
Yeah, like, you know how it feels.
I was trying to explain this to my parents because, no,
I could look at the carpet and
I could
tell you what it feels like.
I know. And they did not understand that. And I was like, I swear I'm not crazy. Like you know, like, what a wall feels like on your fingers, so you know what the wall would feel like on your tongue.
Yeah.
Thank you. God.
I just think it's because we, you know, like, we've touched it. I mean,
yeah.
We've touched it so much in our life.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
And all of our, like, senses are combined. Like, we know what, like... things I don't know sound
like
and smell it
brain,
exactly
so.
Like if you smell like a campfire, like, you know what it looks like, even if your eyes are closed.
Yeah.
You know what it would sound like.
Exactly.
Sound like crackling wood. See, wow, we should be we're basically scientists, I think. That was like science that we just did. Wow, great question.
Thank you.
Very great question.
Yeah.
What do you think is cool about music?
What do I think is cool about music?
Why do you like music?
I'm getting a call from Jamaica.
That's crazy. You should answer it.
I don't even know how that what do I like about music?
Yeah, isn't that a loaded question?
That is, because there's so much to it.
I know.
I mean, I'm not a musician.
No, but it
sort,
makes it even more interesting.
But, I like the ability to make music. Like, you know, we take these instruments and, like, they play sounds.
And they blend.
Yeah, and there's so many, like,
different
sounds to make with them.
Yeah.
And just, like, was it, like, harmonizing? Like, when two pitches, like, go together? Is that,
yes.
I just think that's cool.
Isn't that cool? Also, how do vinyls work? How do vinyl records work? The
needle. Yeah, the needle.
But how does that make a sound?
You know, that's a great question.
And people will explain it to me, and they'll be like, it's, like, something to do with the frequencies and how fast it spins and the beat. But I'm like, what? You're lying. Like, I'm never going to understand how that works, no matter how many times people explain it.
Or, like, you can play it two different ways, and it plays a difference. Like, how's that work? I don't get that.
I don't either. And there's two sides to a record, and you can flip it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just some things I'll just never understand. No, but it's cool. I totally get what you mean about, music. It's weird how, like who discovered... Like, instruments have been around for, like, forever. Like, there was, like, harps and, like, drums.
Yeah.
If I, like, sit and listen to a song and I'm just like, music is crazy, then I could just start crying.
Because
I'm just like, dang, we, like, made those sounds.
That's a good question. Have you ever, like, had a, I don't want to say heavenly experience, but, like, you know, like you've definitely been
question.
Like, that was an angel or something? Or, because, like...
I don't know. Like, there's times where, like, I've been in places and I'm like, I feel like this place is haunted.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel it. I don't know.
Yeah, there was definitely... All right, so there was this one time.
Yeah, tell me. Go.
Which, this could totally just be, like, me, like...
Sure.
Making stuff up or whatever.
Sure, but it's fun to
but,
think.
Yeah, it was when I was at Liberty,
mm-hmm.
and I was, like, going through this hard time, like, trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life.
Yeah.
And
that's a daily
I was
occurrence for me.
In the Rot, like, the cafeteria there.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
called
yeah.
the Rot. I was eating alone
Kay.
At this stool, and this
Kay.
Dude comes up to me, and he was like,
Kay.
Hey, man, I just feel like God's telling me I should come up to you and pray for you. Okay, yeah, he was like, what's
sure.
going on? I was like, dude, I'm really, like... trying to decide, like, what I'm doing with my life. And he's like, okay, well, let me pray for you. And he prayed for me.
Yeah.
And, like, I sat up, I was eating, and I turned around, and the dude was gone.
No.
I'm dead serious. Like, I had no clue where
he
went. But then, like...
He just dipped. He just said, I gotta go.
I have no clue where the dude went. Like, he didn't say bye or anything. He said amen, and then, like, he just... I have no clue. But then, like, a month or two later, like, I saw him again, like, and he like, came up to me. He was like, hey, man, how's everything going with this?
Oh, my God, he remembered you.
Yeah, I was like, "What? Where's this dude coming from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's probably, like, I don't know if I'm, like, making stuff up there.
Still.
But that's, like.
Still.
I mean, definitely could have been.
Well, that was fun.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
you did very good.
Of course.
It was very, very fun. And thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.